Kia ora. Today I want to share with you a little bit about my country, Aotearoa, and its history. Particularly, I want to tell you about the Maori people, the indigenous people of our country, and Maori culture, which has recently come to be embraced by most people in our nation. Our small island country is at the edge of the world, and one of the first peoples to arrive here were the Maori, about 1,000 years ago. The Maori travelled the Pacific Ocean in a perilous journey with their canoes, and when they made landfall here, they quickly made the country their own. The land of Aotearoa offered much to the Pacific people. It was a rich land filled with forests of towering kauri trees, inhabited by many different bird species. The surrounding oceans also had plenty of fish. Plentiful in birds and fish, this island country meant that most could make a living peacefully. However, being human, the different tribes of Maori people who settled here would sometimes engage in battle with each other. In these conflicts, they would sometimes perform a haka, a type of war dance meant to intimidate their enemies, through which they would try to avoid actual combat. In recent times, haka have become icons of our country. The Maori people would face a new challenge about 800 years after they first arrived. This challenge came in the form of European settlers. The Europeans realized the value of this country, and very quickly after discovering the land, settled in great numbers. In fact, by the year 1900, the Europeans outnumbered the Maori population by 10 to 1. In 1900, there were only 50,000 Maori left in the country. Around this time, the Europeans aimed to make a new country, which they thought was more civilized. To them, this meant teaching the Maori people English and converting them to Christianity. So, the Maori language and culture were suppressed. At schools, Maori children were punished for speaking their native language. It seemed that Maori language and culture would soon die out and be forgotten. And in fact, many of the settlers hoped this would happen. But today, the Maori culture and language are thriving and are an important part of our country's unique identity. The number of Maori speakers is increasing, and there are now schools and universities where the Maori language is used and taught. The Maori language can be heard on television and radio, and it is frequently seen on public signs. The Maori culture has also been embraced by people of non-Maori heritage, and many Pākehā, that is, European-descended people, also use some Maori language in their day-to-day lives. Just like I began talking to you today with a kia ora. In fact, even my own parents have started to use a little bit of Maori language. Maori language and culture are no longer dying. They are recognized as making our country unique. Internationally, one of the most well-known parts of Maori culture is the haka, because at least two of them are performed by the All Blacks rugby team before each of their matches. Slightly less well-known is that there is a cultural exchange between the Maori people and the Ainu of Hokkaido. Given the recent popularity of the manga Golden Kamuy, I hope the connection between cultures is given more recognition in future. Just as knowledge of Ainu has begun to spread through the Golden Kamui manga. Maori language and culture has now become a symbol of our country's heritage and identity, and is a source of pride for many Kiwis. Unfortunately, although many people in our country now take pride in Maori culture and language, some Kiwis aren't as open to it. Recently, there has been a discussion about making our road signs bilingual, just like in Japan, where new road signs now say "tomare" in Japanese and "stop" in English. In our country, that would be "stop" in English and "mutu" in Maori. But many people have argued against it, saying it would be confusing and would distract drivers. Does it really, though? Tomare and stop in Japan isn't so confusing. Anyway, I for one think that Maori language and culture is a beautiful thing. Although I'm a Pākehā, I hope you can all experience the Maori aspects of our country if you ever come to visit. If you do, I'm sure you'll at least experience Maori language quite quickly. If you fly into Auckland Airport, once you get off the plane, you'll be greeted by a big sign that says, "Haere mai."